So jot these phrases down as I close. Number one, the greatest value in life is not a bank account. The greatest value in life is not a car, a home to live in. The greatest value in life is this, make a note, living a good life. In the midst of all of our achieving and recruiting and building and growing, helping other people, being a part of society and the country and the world, being all of this stuff, here's what you must figure out all of your life, how to continually live a good life. So let me give you my short list. I'll cover the long list the next time I see you. Here's the short list on a good life. Number one, productivity. If you don't produce, you won't be happy. Here's number two, good friends. The greatest support system in the world is good friends. You got to work on that. Don't be careless here. Friends are those wonderful people who know all about you and still like you. Here's next, spirituality. I'm not asking you to be a believer. I am a believer that humans are more than an advanced form of the animal kingdom. I'm a believer that we're a special creation. I don't ask you to be a believer, but here's what I do ask. If you are a believer, here's what you must do. Study, practice, and teach. Whatever's valuable to you, study, practice, and teach. Repeat it after me now, again. Study, practice, and teach. Here's why. It builds the foundation that builds the country, that builds the nation, that helps us to compete among the nations of the world in the 21st century. And this is one of those subjects, to study, practice, and teach. Next, my parents taught. Don't miss anything. Don't miss the game. Don't miss the performance. Don't miss the show, the movie. Don't miss the words. We're all inspired by the words. Elton John says she lived her life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. You can't miss those lyrics. You can't miss the music. You can't miss the song that nourished the soul. You can't describe how brief and fragile life is much better than that. George Harrison, one of the Beatles, sings, "If not for you, the winter would hold no spring. Couldn't hear a robin sing. I just wouldn't have a clue if not for you." Wow. You got to remember the words. The words that reflect the experience. Barbara Streisand sings, "It used to be so natural to talk about forever, but used to be's don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor till we sweep them away. You don't sing me love songs, you don't say you need me, and you don't bring me flowers anymore." Illustrative of all of our experiences. Winston Churchill said, "The truth is incontrovertible. Malice may attack it and ignorance may deride it, but in the end, there it is." You got to use that. Feast on someone else's comment. Because, see, you could stay up all night and not think of that. I'm asking you to do your research. I'm asking you, don't miss anything. Don't miss the play. When my father was 93, just before he died, if you would have called him at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, he wouldn't be home. He's at the rodeo. And he's watching the kids play softball. He's at church. He's watching the concert somewhere. Every night, my parents taught me that. Don't miss anything. Even little small things, don't miss. The big things, don't miss. Don't miss, don't miss. It's part of living a good life. Here's why. Jot this phrase down, it'll serve you well forever. If you live well, you will earn well. If you live well, it'll show up in the texture of your voice. If you live well, it'll show up in your face. If you live well, it'll show up in the magnetism of your personality. If you live well. So don't miss the nourishment of all the things around you that could help you live a good life. Next is the inner circle. Take care of them, they'll take care of you. Inspire them, they will inspire you. Nothing more valuable than the inner circle. That's where the power to conquer the world comes from, the inner circle. If a father walks out of the house and he can still all day long feel his daughter's kiss on his face, he's a powerful man. That nourishment of the inner circle is so incredible. If a husband walks out of the house and all day long he feels the imprint of his wife's arms around his body, he's invincible. Who can touch him? One person caring for another, the old prophet said, is the greatest of virtues. There's many virtues and values, but the greatest is love, one person caring for another. Better to live in a tent on the beach with someone you love than to live in a mansion by yourself. People caring for people. And especially that inner circle where the power is so magnificent that if you draw from it, if you nourish it, and then it nourishes you. Now, here's my last comment. Ask for God's help. We could all use a little help. But my whole seminar was what you can do. A man took a rock pile, turned it into a fabulous garden. Somebody came and saw it and said, you know, you and the good Lord have this fabulous garden here. The gardener said, I understand your point, but you should have seen it a few years ago when God had it all by himself. So we do play a part. So make this the last note now. We have a chance as human beings to participate in the miracle process. We have a chance as human beings to participate in the miracle process. And you can go do that every day as often as you wish. Changing somebody's life, rescuing somebody from oblivion, building an organization second to none so that your name will appear in many people's testimonial. And that's why I came today. So that by chance, I don't need the money. It's not why I'm here. I take the money, but I don't need the money. But here's why I'm here. By chance, perhaps, if I've come along at the right time, I don't know what time this is for you, but if I've come along at the right time, just maybe, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, you might say, Jim Rohn came by and gave us a little piece of information. That started me down the road. Here's what's happened to me. And my name might appear in your testimonial. Now, here's the drama as we finish. How many of you have my name in your notes? Here's the part of the drama then. I go with you. When we all leave here and the lights are out and the place is dark, I go with you because you've taken my notes and hopefully some of the spirit, some of the stuff I had besides just the notes. So I go with all of you. But here's the big drama. All of you go with me. See, that's so unbelievable. So as I leave here, I promise not to leave you behind. I will take you with me in my thoughts and in my heart. God bless.